Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. In late January, I alerted you about soaring wholesale prices last year for several major agricultural products and warned you to expect far higher prices to pay for your groceries this year. There are now several indicators that the purchasing power of the U.S. dollar is falling. Just over 6 months ago, the interest rate on 10-year U.S. Treasury debt was only 0.52%. In anticipation of a falling value of the U.S. dollar, should the latest $2 trillion of federal government spending become law, that interest rate last Friday was up to 1.34%. That's an interest rate increase of more than 150% in barely 6 months. The bad news is that this interest rate is destined to keep rising in the short term. The U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics' February monthly reports on rising prices compared to January were all scary. The producer price index for final demand was 0.9% higher than the month before. That signals an annualized increase of more than 11%. Then the consumer price index was up 0.3% from the prior month, which is an annualized increase of more than 4%. 8 days ago, the latest import and export price index showed that import prices were up from a month earlier by 1.4%. This is an annualized rate of more than 18%. This was the highest one-month increase in this index since March 2012, almost 9 years ago. Also last Friday, the price of nickel, a metal used in the manufacture of steel, and batteries for electric vehicles reached an almost 10-year high, double what it was just 4 years ago. And have you been paying attention to the price of gasoline? Of course, the Federal Reserve is still trying to pretend that consumer expenditures are still rising less than 2% annually. Don't fall for it. If you have not already protected your wealth by diversifying some of your assets out of the U.S. dollar into owning physical gold and silver, you may not have much more time. That's it for today. Come back next Wednesday for more things you know that just aren't so, and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.